It was a searingly hot day in August 1996 when I was lucky enough to meet Willy Wonka himself, the star of The Producers and Blazing Saddles, the late Gene Wilder. He had promised the EDP a one-to-one sit-down interview to publicise the fact he was bringing his adaptation of a Neil Simon play, Laughter on the 23rd Floor, to the Theatre Royal in Norwich, and I was whisked off to the Guildhall, of all places, in a very hot and uncomfortable taxi to meet him. In those days, we didn't have the internet to research, but I'd been a fan of the film Charlie and the Chocolate Factory years before being remade with Johnny Depp, and I'd also seen Stir Crazy with Wilder and Richard Pryor as friends who get jailed, and The Woman in Red, in which Wilder plays a man obsessed with the leggy Kelly LeBrock and that red dress. So it felt like it was enough prep for me. I was naive and expecting to have a good old giggle on the sofa with this funny man of the big screen who might even deliver some classic one-liners and then we'd swap numbers. However, this was not to be the reality. As experience has proven over the years, the funnier the person on screen, the more angst-ridden and deadly serious they can be in real life. And sadly for me, it was anything but showtime. I remember I was timed so that I had, I think, only around 8 minutes for the entire interview and for EDP photographer Sam Robbins to get some pictures. I realised on entering the room I was ushered into that indeed I was not going to get a nanosecond over the allotted time. There would be no, I've started so I'll finish, and when those minutes were up, I would be expected to very quickly get out of Mr. Wilder's mad hair. It was a hot day, and Mr. Wilder was indeed hot and bothered. He was sitting in, not on, a large settee and didn't really make much effort to get up to greet me. What was apparent was that this was the man behind the clown mask, stripped back and serious. But to be honest, I wouldn't have had it any other way, and I had enormous respect for him agreeing to meet me, a trainee reporter from the provinces, and just being himself. He was 61 at the time and seemed quite old and frail to me, but I recall how eloquent he was and how he didn't babble or rush what he said like he did in some of the films, but gave me very considered, measured responses. I do remember wishing he would get a bit quicker as I wanted to get all my questions in. He wasn't there to make a new friend. I don't think he even asked me who I was or where I was from. However, he was honest, straightforward, and answered my questions, which were deliberately probing. For instance, he spoke candidly to me about coping with his first wife Gilda's death from ovarian cancer, even saying that doing the play was therapy, that he felt emotionally healthy, and that Gilda would have been proud of him. He told me how he felt blessed to have met his then-wife, Karen, and how they both painted and lived together in Connecticut, with the deer and the flowers. And when I dared ask him if he really fancied Kelly LeBrock in The Woman in Red, I still didn't provoke much of a smile, but a serious answer that he had enjoyed her, but not sexually. Gene Wilder wasn't at all what I was expecting, but I do really think he was himself, a serious, articulate man who was a great thinker. Only the hair was stir crazy. So that man, before he took the stage name Gene Wilder and entertained the world in renowned film performances, he was a kid from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, by the name Jerome Silberman. When he was young, Wilder's mother suffered from a heart attack. As the story goes, the doctor's advice to 8-year-old Wilder would change his life. Make her laugh! At age 12, he decided he wanted to be an actor. His first acting role, which led to an Oscar nomination, was as a side character in Bonnie and Clyde in 1967. He had a leading role in feature film The Producers just 2 years later, which landed him an Academy Award nomination. Wilder performed as perhaps one of his most beloved characters, eccentric chocolate factory owner Willy Wonka, in 1971. The actor created some of his own screenplays and in 1977 even wrote, produced and directed The World's Greatest Lover. Wilder also wrote a memoir, Kiss Me Like a Stranger, My Search for Love and Art. He died from complications related to Alzheimer's disease and is survived by his wife, Karen.